patient name, first name Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, last name Denton, that's D-E-N-T-O-N. Date of birth, 4/27 of 1981. Date of service is 10/30 of 2025. This is a 44-year-old male patient. He is here today complaining of some issues with his skin. He states he has multiple blisters and itchiness and sores on his forearms as well as his lower extremities. A patient does say that he feels dizzy now and again, and he feels as though his skin is tingling at the sight of where his rash is, and the complaint of the blistered area on the upper and lower extremities, period. New paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Blood pressure was 174 systolic. The second blood pressure was 146 over 93. He is not currently taking any blood pressure medicine, nor is he interested in doing so today, period. New paragraph. Pulse, 96, respirations 18, temperature 96.3, oxygenating well at 98% on room air. His current weight is 218. Current medication, patient tells me he's only taking Motrin over-the-counter as needed. Past medical history, completely negative. Surgical history, he did have his wisdom teeth out long ago. No issues with that. No other issues today, period. New paragraph. Social history, he does smoke cigarettes, denies any recreational drugs or alcohol consumption, period, new paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems with him today. All is completely negative except for what is mentioned above in the chief complaint, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. However, he is... has much filth on him by grease and dirt and grime, which covers his clothing that he is wearing and profusely all over his forearms and hands. And he's even has that on his lower extremities as well. Period, new paragraph. The patient is alert, skin is warm and dry, normal color, and grossly intact with the exception of those areas of rash on bilateral forearms and hands as well as bilateral lower extremities. Period, new paragraph. Extremities, he has normal range of motion, non-tender, there's no pedal edema. H-E-E-N-T is grossly normal. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears, no tympanic membrane erythema, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Respirations, there's no respiratory distress, breath sounds are normal. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, heart sounds within a normal limits, there's no murmur detected, period, new paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Neuro. Oriented times four, he has normal sensation and motor skills. Period, new paragraph. Further examination of the forearms and lower extremities reveals multiple annular fungal plaque versus erythematous lesions, possibly bacterial in nature. I've asked the patient that after treatment today, if he does return and does not get good relief, that I want him to bathe before coming so that we can get an accurate presentation of the skin. Although these lesions I'm referring to are clear to me today, period, new paragraph. Concerning his hypertension, patient refuses any medications for that and does not want to be referred to a cardiologist. Period. In the paragraph concerning these lesions, which I've described to you, he does not want to refer to a dermatologist today. Period. In the paragraph. Once again, on the upper extremities bilaterally, he does have these annular fungal plaque-like lesions. Some are a diamond in diameter, some a few larger, and similar effect to his lower extremities. Skin is grossly intact. There's no bleeding, although he does tell me he has been itching these areas as well. Patient believes that these lesions are due to him working in a warehouse where he does cleanup work. Period, new paragraph. So I'm going to prescribe him medications for fungal as well as bacterial today. Period, new paragraph, diagnosis, tinea plaque and cellulitis, rash. Period, new paragraph, patient will receive doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day for 10 days, and then Lamisil 250 milligrams daily times 14 days, number 14 on that. No refills. I've advised the patient that I want him to return to clinic or go to the emergency room if he's not getting relief with this, with these medications. Period, new paragraph. I've explained all this to him. He verbalizes understanding. He can return to clinic as needed.